Well, Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for healing my family, and I thank you for hearing us. I thank you for children being able to remember to listen when we're praying and not to talk. And I thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity to come to you, that you've made yourself attainable, accessible to us, God. Daddy asked for joy last night. You're not listening.
Mommy, I can't find
Is that it?
No.
Okay, well, listen. It's time for listening.
It's green and silver and blue.
Your time for coming to the table is already done. Your time for finding your toy is past. So now you need to listen. Okay? I'm going to start over. And are you going to talk? Okay. Do you want to pray?
Mm-hmm. Dear God, please help me not love.
Why is this on the table?
Amen. Are you praying? Okay, it's prayer time. Do you want to pray?
Why do we always have so much trouble with this?
Mm. Hopi, do you want to pray? Okay. Micah, do you want to pray? Okay, thank you.
Dear God, please help me be well by tomorrow, and can you be well by tomorrow and no one else gets sick, so we won't have to completely waste Mosky's money. Amen.
Amen, that's a good prayer. It's not always easy to find joy in the middle of what feels like chaos or difficulty that life can bring. And, Lord, we need to be intentional in our thoughts.
I have enough money to buy football avocado.
And to keep joy in our lives. So we want to thank you for the blessings that you've given to us. We have so many things to be thankful for, and yet we need more joy. We ask, God, that you provide us with immeasurable joy. Joy that we can't even measure. Happiness abounds in our lives and our hearts. But we do long for more joy. Bring us closer to you. So we can be the followers that you need us to be. This is a lesson in choice. Pull us close so the distance between us seems to have never existed. We want to love like you. Forgive us. Forgive people like you. And live for you. Father of mercies, we long for joy in our heart and peace in our souls. Bless us with contentment so we know what it feels like to love this life entirely. We desire to be near you every moment. And we know that when we're near you, we are able to receive the joy that's waiting. Hold our hands and guide us, and let us live in your perfect will. Wrap your spirit around each of us, so that every breath is in sequence with yours. Let the rhythm of our hearts match the rhythm of your heart, God. And let peace envelop our thoughts and encompass our bodies. May we never, ever pull away. Compassionate and gracious God. That is nice, Kate.
Oh, Ethan.
We yearn for happiness to take over our emotions and joy to lead our paths. Allow us to leave behind feelings of any sorrow or sadness, and erase a feeling of sickness. Fill our thoughts with delightful images and words so happiness rises. Pull us out of any sort of wrong emotion. You capture our spirit, and you tightly weave joy into the fabric of our lives, and it is abounding. We say thank you to Jesus. You are light in our lives. You love us so completely. I thank you, Jesus, that you give us peace and joy, and you have blessed us so much. You're the great physician. Our bodies and our minds find inner peace, and we find reasons to rejoice. We thank you, God, that you make yourself so accessible, and you give us strength physically and mentally. You've given us strength, and you've answered our call for joy, and you put a smile on our face, and you keep our countenance shining. Keep our spirits from growing weary. Go quick. With the mani pot?
No, with the toilet paper.
Oh, okay. Okay. When we look, we find you. We're so grateful that you make yourself to be found so easily. And I'm going to go here and look for that word joy. We are, like all believers, we long for the joys of heaven. We long for the joyful harvest. We thank you that we have joy, because when we have joy, we have hope. You're so faithful, God. Thank you for these things. And we praise you. You're the name above every other name.
I have a...
You're faithful to your children.
Mommy, I have a mosquito bite.
Uh-oh, okay. You're talking again.
We'll see.
I love that prayer that you did.
Not bad. I'm gonna see it. I called it.
Psalm 14. This is season 4.
It's really mine.
And episode 162. And we're gonna go to Psalm 14. Let's see what we have to learn from the Lord from Psalm 14. Open your Bible to Psalm 14. Okay.
What monster?
Open your Bible, Micah, to Psalm 14, please.
It's probably not.
I'll put it up here for you.
It's probably not just because I rubbed it in.
Oh, did you find Psalm already?
Yeah. It's probably not because I completely rubbed it in cat.
I don't have a Bible.
Second Chronicles, Ecclesiastes.
I'm going to put it on the screen, Lukey, for you.
Psalm is toward the middle of the book.
I can't see because of hope.
Isaiah, middle, Psalm.
I'm making my
own. Psalm 14, did you find it?
Mom?
Yes.
Okay. Kay, did you find it?
No.
Because I'm coughing a lot.
You don't need one.
You just want one because we had one.
14. No, I don't want one. I think I need one because I'm coughing so much.
No, you just want one because it's good.
You're also not coughing, though.
I didn't hear you cough yesterday. I didn't hear you cough this morning. I didn't hear you cough.
Cade, that's enough. There it goes. Okay. Micah, read to us about...
The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. There is thy abominable works. There is none who does good.
Keep going, babe.
Can we go to the bathroom?
No.
What?
No.
It's only...
Mama, I'm making my own Bible.
Micah, I thought you were reading.
Yeah, it's only scribbles.
I thought you only read
just those.
The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men.
It's not
to see if there are any who understand. To seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. Okay. Of all the workers of iniquity, no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call the Lord. There they are in great fear. God is with the generation of the righteous. You shame the counsel of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. All the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion, and the Lord brings it up to captivity and the people that take up the voice of the Israel of God.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Cade, read Psalm 14.
Didn't he just read that?
Yep.
13.
Oh, 14. I was like trying to follow. You read yesterday's. All right, read 14.
Oh, well. You said 13, so. Oh, wait, no, I didn't read 14. Never mind. I did read
14.
Mom,
okay, Cade, read
14. I'm gonna do it. What Hope is doing?
Has said in the heart, there is no God. They are corrupt.
Why is she reading the same thing I did?
I said, can you be quiet?
Okay. They have done an abominable. Like, there is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men. to see if there are any who understand, who would seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. Have all the workers.
Of iniquity?
Iniquity, no knowledge. Who lead up their people if they burn and they not call in the Lord. They are in great fear, for God is with the generation of righteous. You shame the council. But the Lord will
refuse,
and the salvation of Israel would come out of
Zion.
Then the Lord brings back the captivity of his people. Let Jacob rejoice, and Israel be glad. Psalm 15, the character.
Okay, that's it. Okay, what did you... Cade, that's it. What did you get, Micah, from that? And Cade, what did you learn?
That no one does good.
What'd you get from that?
That,
I really need to go.
That abominable sounds like a bomb in a bowl. Or just...
That's all you got from this?
No, it's not all about this.
Okay, what else did you get?
I also learned that...
Mama?
I learned that the foolish leaders aren't really of God. They're corrupting. They're abominable works.
Mommy.
They're trying to touch God.
Don't just repeat it, Mike. I'm asking you to paraphrase it and give me intelligible answer.
Mommy. That the Lord looks down on heaven and sees everything
Mommy.
That everybody does.
Okay.
Mommy.
All right. And everything that everybody Mommy. Does is
Hello.
Abominable.
Mommy.
At that time, were people satisfying the Lord?
No.
They were not. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a...
Abominable? I can make abominable.
Are you teaching or am I?
You are.
Okay, so are you going to interrupt or not?
No.
Okay.
Ready to go. What are you doing? I can't go.
So we're going to make a note on Psalms. And we're going to characterize the fool. So open your notebooks to a page that's clean.
Okay.
And you can follow along because I'll write up there. And from Psalm 14...
I made my own Bible.
This is how we're going to write it. Hey, Lukey, you're going to also open up your notebook.
I open my
Cade,
notebook.
Open your notebook.
I already opened my
I notebook. Made a bomb and soda.
All right, we're going to write the fool at the top.
No, that's
fool.
Okay.
Hope, write fool. Look, fool.
Oh, that is easy.
You'd start at the beginning, like the next available page. No, did you guys all start at the end? Just choose the next available page. You know what I mean? You start at the front of the notebook and you work your way backwards.
Okay.
I started at the front.
That's not right.
The customary way is to start at the front and work your way backwards. So you'd start here or here?
I started in the back.
That's not customary.
We need to go. Okay.
Mommy, you should have gone before we started.
I can't do
it. I didn't need to then.
Fool. Mommy, I can't make
fool. Okay, here. We go like this.
Huh? And you got it for him?
You can trace the lines. Here. So look, we start at the front of the notebook. This is F. This is O. O. Stop breathing on me. L. Okay.
That's fool.
You can trace it. Okay, what does the fool say in his heart?
I'm dumb.
There is no God.
He says, no God. So we're going to draw a symbol for no. And we're going to write God. G-O-D. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. And we're going to draw a heart around it. Because this is what he's saying in his heart.
Do you have to go down?
No. I need to
and
go
then what forward. Words?
Circle.
Hope, are you following also?
Yes, I did all.
Okay, and they say, no God. And they put it in their hearts. They say, no God. And they put it in their hearts.
Mommy did fall.
Okay.
Did
fall. Good. Okay, draw a heart.
I can't.
Draw a heart under.
I can't see.
When they say, no God.
I can only make an M.
This is Psalm.
I can only make an M.
Okay.
Mommy, I can't do it.
This is based on Psalm 14.
I can't do it.
You need to stop talking about that. You're going to have to wait until we're done.
Mommy,
you should have gone before. This is every day the same.
I didn't need to go before.
I don't want to hear it, Cade.
Mommy, I cannot make.
Make a heart. The fool says in their heart.
I did nothing out to
they say they don't. They say there's no God.
Can I trace it?
You can trace it, yeah.
What? I'm gonna flee!
Okay, and what else have they done? Put an arrow towards the heart and then write the word corrupt. Corrupt.
They can't make an arrow.
Yeah. Try. They corrupted themselves.
I can only make that one I just drew.
Okay.
I need to get this for nose kid.
You need to get what you need for Bible before you need to think ahead. Learn to think ahead.
I did get my nose clear before, but it fills in like 5 minutes.
Then you need to get some tissues and sit with tissues.
The tissues don't help.
Think about what you need ahead of time because you've got sinus pressure. Good. Say, they put corruption. They've corrupted themselves. They've done, let's say, minus works because they've done abominable works.
Because they're falling.
I have a better idea. What if we draw a bomb in a bowl?
You could. Okay, what Mike is doing is he's making a bowl, and he's making a bomb in the bowl. So this is how it could look. There's a bomb in the bowl. Abominable works.
What if I made it explode? What if I made it in?
That's what happens. If you put abominable works in your heart kind of breaks down. That's exactly what happens.
Ta-da.
Nice.
Abominable.
Yeah. And then,
but
he says...
But what if I make a heart and then I make a crack?
They don't do good, so say...
Mommy, look.
Write the word good.
I have a red fingernail.
And then put a circle around it and say no. Because the fool does not do good. Hopi, don't interrupt. Just keep up with your writing.
I made my whole
clock. Okay, so that's the beginning. Now, what's happening?
Wait, I know what to do. Everybody do
on the other side
and write their name.
Hold on, Hopi. You're not the boss here. Mommy's leading. On the other side, write Jehovah and put a line under it. J-E. H-O. H-O. V-A-H. V-A-H.
Mama? Because I
can't
do all of them.
So. Luke, don't press hard. Jeff.
I really need it really good.
Okay. Then you're going to not use it because I just said don't press hard and you disobeyed me. Where's the lid?
The spot's going to start coming out soon.
Go get it.
I'll get it.
Go get something. Cade, throw these boogers away and then go pee only and come back.
Yes.
Only pee. Throw those, please, all of them away. Micah, go get your nose cleared. Tomorrow, I expect you guys to think ahead better. Jehovah.
Jehovah.
You may blow your nose at the table. Jehovah. Get your lid, Luke. That's not yours, is it?
I want it in the side.
Isn't it Micah's? No, put it back. Hope you take that and get your lid now, Luke.
Okay. Should I, like, drop and then get my lid?
If you treat your markers inappropriately, I have to take them away from you. And then you won't have anything to color with. And that will probably feel sad for you because you'll want to do some art, but you won't have markers.
Then I kill you.
Okay, no. Go to your father for a spanking because we don't talk like that. Tell him what you said and go get your spanking.
Wait, that is not
heel. There. Jehovah.
Jehovah. Good. And then you know what we're going to do under it? Draw a cloud.
Dad, I need a spanking because I disobeyed. And I didn't want my mom said.
You went me all the way ahead.
You're getting a spanking because you said you would kill me, Luke. Okay, you draw a little eyeball in the cloud. Okay. Tomorrow, you have to pee first. That's part of your morning list.
Yeah.
Mommy, I don't like that thing.
You have to learn how to put a harness on your mouth. I'm sad that you needed one. I'm sad that you said that kind of disrespectful thing. That does not honor me, and it does not honor the Lord. You have to learn. Okay, Cade, we're writing, look at the screen. We're writing a Jehovah, and he's looking down from heaven, so we're putting an eyeball in the cloud.
What eyeball?
Ow! That hurts! I got haunted, Mommy!
He looked down from heaven on the children of men, so draw some little people down here. He looked down.
I wanna make his hand reach down and grab them.
Okay, he looked down from the heavens. You can catch up. He looked down from the heavens. That's Jehovah's eye in heaven.
Eek.
Looking down on the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. He said there were none that did good, so put a frowny face. These are all angry, unhappy people. There's none that did good when God looked down. And then he said, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Eating up my people as they eat bread, they call not upon Jehovah,
They were in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Yet ye have shamed the counsel of the afflicted, because Jehovah was his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When Jehovah turneth again the captivity of his people, Jacob shall be glad, Israel shall rejoice. So this is what's happening in Psalm 14. Somebody tell me what's happening in Psalm 14. Okay, Cade raised his hand. Go ahead, buddy.
You said somebody. You didn't say raise your hand, so I didn't know.
Go ahead, Cade.
Let me go
first. Okay, Micah.
God's saving people.
God's saving people. Okay.
Okay,
sir. Okay.
And then I'm going to talk before me.
I have a big orange pinky. I didn't do that when you had one. Mama, I'm done with my yoga.
Okay, Cade, you lost your turn because you don't talk.
I was counting.
That's not appropriate.
I was counting.
You never answered, Cade.
I asked this. Anybody want to talk for me? Nobody said something, and then Hope interrupted me. I waited for only 2 seconds, then she talked again, so I restarted the timer, and she talked again.
Are you going to answer or not?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then start.
Okay. So, I believe that God is a true.
I really can't hear you.
Fools believe that our God is not true.
Yeah.
And they are abominable. And Jehovah is looking down on the people who do evil works, so they have a frowny face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's another version. Thank you, Cade. That was good. There was another version of the Bible that said they became filthy. So you can write filthy or you can draw dirt on them. They were filthy. Hopi?
What?
He said, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon Jehovah? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye put to shame the counsel of the poor, because Jehovah is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when Jehovah bringeth back the captivity of his people. Then Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. This is David mourning the state of the people. How do you think God feels about the state of America? Why do you think he feels that way? Keep your hands to yourself, Hope.
Because America's
America's really struggling. I agree with you. America's super struggling. So I want you to write a page. Go to the next page and write the word renew at the top.
I draw people fighting.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. So write the word renew at the top of your page.
Now I can!
Hope, focus. Write the word renew.
Can you distribute the stuff now? It's 26.
After, when I see,
Mommy, can
when
you
I
pour?
See no more fighting,
okay.
Quick obeying.
Mommy,
paying attention.
Mommy, can you plug
renew?
Mommy,
can you everybody say renew?
Renew.
Okay, so for those of you that know what this means, it is a verb transitive. If you break it, all your decorations will come down from your birthday and we'll just throw them away.
Fine.
Okay.
It's locked.
Yeah. Okay. Renew. I like your block letters, yeah. Cade. Hope, did you write renew? Right, renew.
Can you got it?
R-E. R-E. Just put it up on this side because you can reach it. Hope, look at me. Look at the screen.
There.
R-E.
Not there, actually.
N-E.
You're saying it too
There's
fast.
A piece of parsley on the tape.
Parsley? Weird. Cilantro?
Yes.
Okay, but here is my that? Terrible...
That's very word. Nice. Your N should be capital.
Parsley.
That's a lowercase N.
How do you
Can you please dot it? R-E. You may do this.
No. You're
Do an R. Flip the page so that you can... Flip the page so you have a new page.
Turn.
No. Just turn the page so you're on a new page.
But I already want to I can just do it.
It's terrible.
Renew.
Looks like renew.
If you're not happy with it, then fix it. Otherwise, then be happy with it. Did you do it, Micah? Mm-hmm. Okay, I want you to write V with a little T, like verb transitive. And I'll tell you what it means. And then you guys take your notes from it. You don't have to write everything I'm saying. Okay? It means to...
Ta-da!
Good. It means to restore, to build, repair, re-establish, change from... No, you just summarize. Change, summarize what you think you define this as. You say it with just a few words, and I will say it with my long words. It means to renew, restore, rebuild, repair, re-establish... Change from natural enmity to the love of God and His law.
I want to say it with you.
You don't know what I'm saying. Implant holy affection in the heart. Generate and transform. Leave that. Okay, so, Micah, what was your shorthand definition of renewal? I asked you to leave that. That means don't touch it. Okay, sit down. What's your shorthand definition of renewal?
Oh, God.
I'm not done with it.
Love of God.
Oh, I like it. Love of God. So it's not only just love of God. Re implies something. What do you think re implies?
Restart.
Yeah, so you can write restart. That's very good. Restart. That's really good. Bless you. What do you want to say? Do you want to draw a picture that means renew? Renew. Rebuild, repair, reestablish.
Repair.
I should make a kingdom.
You can. Okay. It also means to renovate, to restore to a former state or a good state after decay or deprivation, to rebuild or repair. I'm giving you the full definition. It means to reestablish. Stop touching it because it's crunching. To confirm. Listen, I'm waiting for really excellent behavior in order to give these out. I'm waiting for lots of paying attention and doing the right thing. I promised that I would share this.
We're not able to do that.
You are able. You need to learn. You need to take control of your body. You can do it. I put things in front of you that you're able to accomplish, okay? It means to reestablish, confirm, make again. Like renewing a treaty or a covenant. To repeat, like to renew your expression or friendship. Renew a promise. Just like this morning, Daddy said to you, start over, right? Mm-hmm. That's like you needed a renewal to renew an attempt. You were attempting to have a better day and start over, right? Renew. So to repeat, to renew your expression, to revive... Shakespeare said this, to revive as to renew the glories of an ancestor or of a former age. Stop that. Then talk to him with your words. To begin again, the last great age renews its finished course. Dryden says that. I don't know who Dryden is. Oh. To make new, fresh, or vigorous. When something is wilting. Do you know what wilting is?
Yeah.
Like starting to break down. No? You're supposed to be contemplating these words, Cade, and making a couple notes. You don't have to write everything, but you're supposed to write a couple notes.
Okay.
I wrote the thing you highlighted in yellow.
So what did you write, Micah?
I wrote, to change from natural enmity to the love of God, his law, to implant the holy affections in the heart, and to regenerate.
Regenerate. What does that mean to you?
Maybe I should do a pattern on this flag.
What does it mean to you?
I'm going to make it
red.
Transforming. Okay, so listen, when we're born and we're born into sin because of the curse, we have natural enmity. We have natural enmity. I can't teach because you guys are so naughty.
What did I do?
You pinched his finger.
I have no idea.
You're struggling with the toy with him.
I have no idea what happened.
Both of you are engaging in this together and making my job so difficult.
Absolutely no idea what happened.
You tried to get the toy back?
No, I just tried to open it.
Why did you grab it?
Because I was going to use it as a transformer.
Was it yours?
No.
Okay, so that's what's wrong.
Okay. Sorry, okay, can you forgive me?
You're not forgiving.
Can you please answer?
Maybe.
Did he pinch your finger? What happened?
Yes.
Sorry, I pinched your finger, kid. I didn't mean to. Can you please forgive me?
Maybe.
He's giving you a sincere apology. Get up now, Cade. He's giving you a sincere apology. Can I see your finger?
Well, it doesn't know.
What?
It doesn't even know, and it's probably not red.
Okay, I'm glad it doesn't hurt now.
Never.
Are we able to restart? This is enmity. Okay? When we're born with the curse from Adam and Eve, we have separation from God. It means that...
I need a tissue.
It means that he has some separation from us. We became his enemies. They came from the same word, okay? But what God did with his son is he brought us back to his love and his law. You get it? So then all your heart is happy again. And it all feels good.
Didn't do anything good, not gonna say anything about.
Are we fixed here or are we not?
Mm-hmm.
Are you? Okay, I hope so.
He said he'll never forgive.
Just why are you?
No, I said I will never hold it.
If you're fixed, why are you turning your back on me?
Renew comes from Latin renovo, and if you're speaking the other way, it's renovo. It means to make new. It means re and new. Re and new. Renovo. It's like renovate. Look, renovate to restore to the first state.
Renovate.
What if you renovate a home? What happens?
You spend a lot of money.
It's you fix it.
You fix it.
What if you restore
then you fix
something?
It.
What if you restore a person? What
then
happens?
You, help them.
You bring back the things that they lost, the things that were taken from them. Restore like stolen goods from the owner, right?
Make them want to hug you.
In Genesis 20, it says, restore to a man his wife. You could replace, return. Okay, that's one way to think of renew. You restore something. You could also rebuild. What if you rebuild? Like, what if somebody rebuilt the Colosseum?
That would be a lot of money too.
They would renew the structure. They would... rebuild the bricks that have been demolished, right?
They would have to tear out some of the walls and maybe fix the iron bars.
You could rebuild a city. What if a city was destroyed by a tornado? You just read about that this morning.
Wait, where? It wasn't destroyed, though. It was just a bunch of frogs.
Well, some place got destroyed from that tornado. If it was strong enough to pick up all the frogs and fish out of a lake or an ocean, some city got destroyed by that tornado. But you could go in and rebuild
tornado.
It. You're essentially renewing it. You could repair something That's renewing, to repair, to restore it to a sound or a good state. You could repair your relationship right now, the two of you. Okay, but he's not ready, okay? You could reestablish. This is also renewing. What could you reestablish?
Don't cry, Hope. It's not going to be able to finish.
What could you reestablish?
I could reestablish Kate wanting to hug me.
Peace.
What you're never going to do. Peace.
Friendship. Between brothers, you really need to change heart if you're not willing to hug him.
The more you keep up with this, the more time it's going
to take. You need to change your heart.
To be able to get back.
Also true. Okay, transform. Look. Micah said transformer before. Transforming can be like renewing. If you transform, you change something, metamorphose, like a caterpillar transforms to a butterfly. Right? You could renew from your natural disposition or the temper of man to God and his law. Man is shaped kind of like this in his heart. He's crippled. And you have to, as you receive Jesus, you have to transform into the image of God. And it's actually a supernatural change. It doesn't just happen. It's hard work. Not only is it a decision that you make from the inside, but it's also a supernatural transaction. You're asking God constantly, oh, God, renew my heart. Please help me. Help me be like you. And then he comes in and he makes the change, okay, into the image of God, into the disposition and the temper conformed to the will of God. It means if you're angry in your flesh and you're like, he hurt me. I want to tear his lungs out. I want to rip his heart out. I'm angry, angry, angry. You say, oh. Okay, God, I'm going to give you my anger, and I want you to deal with my enemy, and you told me I should pray for my enemy, so now help me be loving. Help me different. Help me be different. That is renewing. Does that make sense to you guys? What, Cade?
What about Satan? He's our enemy.
Satan's our enemy, and he's not going to change, right? He's the only thing not going to change, right? Because we know the end of that story. That's written down for us. What? Okay, Romans 12 says, be renewed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Roman church also, we take communion, right? And we allow God to renew us when we repent. We say, God, please forgive me, and then we repent. So Micah, look up 1 Samuel 11:14. 1 Samuel 11:14. Cade, I want you to look up 2 Chronicles 24:4. 2 Chronicles 24:4. Micah's got 1 Samuel 11:14. Cade's got 2 Chronicles 24:4.
Found it.
Okay, read that to us.
Then Samuel said to the people, come, let us go to the valley and renew the kingdom.
How are they going to renew the kingdom? What do you think?
By going to Gilgal.
Yeah, but what are they going to do to renew it?
They made sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord.
Yes, so they're going to say, okay, that was good. So sacrifices and peace offerings. You could make a note to yourself. Okay, 2 Chronicles 24:4. You can look, if you're not sure, Kate, of where it is, you can look in the glossary of a Bible, and it'll tell you the page, like up here. Right here, look. See 2 Chronicles, and then see what page is it? 428. Now go look for that. Where's page 428? These are the pages. 428. 2 Chronicles 24. Here, verse 4. Read that to us. 24, verse 4. It's one verse. One verse. 24:4. Do you see the verse number? 4.
That what happened after that Joash set his heart on repairing the house of the Lord. Then he gathered the priests and the Levites. He said, for God,
to the cities of Judah and beyond them, from all Israel, one and up the house of their God from year to year, and see what that you do quickly.
Okay, what was Joash going to do to renew the house of Jehovah?
He was going to send out a bunch of people to do a bunch of
old. I didn't understand when you started mumbling. He was sending out people.
A bunch of people to get a bunch of gold.
To collect what?
A bunch of gold.
Gold? So he's talking about physically rebuilding, right?
Yeah, okay. To get a bunch of gold.
Okay, and I'll read this. The king of Jehoiada, he said, give it unto the doers of the work of the service of the house of Jehovah. They are hiring hewers and artificers to renew the house of Jehovah, and also to artificers in iron and brass to strengthen the house of Jehovah. Okay, Hopi, you read Job 29:20 to me.
I can't read all of that.
Okay, it says, look. M-Y, what does that say? Stop.
My?
I'll read this one. Honor, you read this one.
Is,
you read this one.
Wait, I thought you were going to read
You read this one.
Fresh.
Fresh?
Fresh?
Uh-huh.
You're gonna read that one.
With, you do this one.
Me and.
Quiet.
My honor is fresh with me and.
Me.
My.
Bow.
My bow.
In. My. Top.
Hand
is
renewed. Okay, what is renewed here? What is Job saying?
Job is saying that that his bow is renewed.
What does that symbolically mean?
It means that you're shooting.
Where is Job?
He's ready to do it again, right? He's ready to
fight.
Fight. What kind of battles do we fight?
Enemies,
flesh and blood or spiritual battles?
Spiritual.
We fight spiritual battles. That's right.
Now, okay.
How did you know, Luke?
I know. Lukey knows that. Okay, Micah, find Psalm 51:10. Cade, find Psalm 103:5. No, I want you to find it. Even though it says it, I want you to find it. Cade, find Psalm 103:5. You know, the easiest way to find... You're already in Psalms. Good. Okay.
Wait, what?
Okay, what's 51:10 say?
I'm in Isaiah!
Shh. Be respectful.
Created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. You're the one who's always yelling about people talking when you're trying to talk. And now you're smiling about it.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
Okay, that's very good. What does that mean for you? One, oh, three, five. Okay, tell me what you think that means for you. Hold on, Cade.
I don't know.
Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me.
Okay.
Can your spirit be
yes.
Kind of tired?
I can't feel like it was really good.
We need God to renew our spirit sometimes, right? Probably every day. If this says, a clean heart prepare for me, O God, it actually means... Yeah, it means your heart can get dirty also. Look, your heart can be corrupt and dirty also. So we have to ask God, please clean my heart.
Feeling bad, when I swallow, it actually hurts, but now when I swallow, it doesn't really hurt.
Okay, Cade, read for us 103:5.
Like that?
Mm-hmm. 103, verse 5. Do you know which one it is? We're in the book of Psalm. We're in chapter 1.
Who does pleasure most with good things so that...
West,
so
west,
your
west,
youth
west,
is
west,
one
west,
of the
Okay. What does that mean?
West.
That the eagles do this and if you have your things removed like the eagles, you'll be removed.
Very good. Okay. All right. So that's enough for this. You can listen, Luke and Hope, listen. You can be renewed in your person to be strengthened and renewed by the Holy Spirit. You can be renewed in your heart. That's the physical and spiritual center of humans. You can be renewed in your mind. Do you know what the scriptures say about being renewed in your mind? Who knows the scripture that goes with that? Do you guys know that one?
I don't know the Bible.
It's Romans 12.
Oh, man.
Okay, tell us what you have, Micah. Okay, look up 1 John 5:1. 1 John 5:1 is going to be in the New Testament, somewhere towards the back. Somewhere towards the back.
That's Acts.
It's going to be past that. 1 John 5:1. It's before Revelation.
Sorry, it's Ecclesiastes.
Okay. What are you looking for?
I don't know.
The renewing of the mind.
Hebrews.
Yeah.
Yes, Hebrews. I know where that is, but I don't know where it is. Hey. I think it's Ecclesiastes. Where's Ecclesiastes?
Do I need the 5 Corinthians?
1 John 5:1.
Oh my gosh! Yeah!
It's before Song of Solomon.
With this song, I've done.
Ecclesiastes.
Acts 1:1.
Put this in the sink, Luke.
I finished it already.
Okay. Mama. Put your bowl in the sink.
I can't find it!
Okay, remember where you look in the glossary? When you guys are all doing a good job and you've controlled your hearts.
I'm trying to do a good job.
Okay, it's after that.
I'm all done.
1 John. So look.
12,500.
No. Sorry. Okay, 1 John 5:1. Micah, there's all these scripture references if you want help like finding a reference.
No.
My Kindle.
All of them have to do with the mind. You could look up any of them. Okay, 1 John 5:1, chapter 5. You're in the book of 1 John. Find chapter 5.
Have some dried blood and
that is like dried marker.
No, over there. It's dried blood.
Okay, don't touch it. And you need to probably take a bath after this.
Mama, when I touch it, it hurts.
Well, don't touch it. I used to tell my daddy, it hurts when I bend my finger back. He'd be like, don't do it. Don't bend it back. Okay, what's 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. Chapter 5. This is chapter 1. This is chapter 2. Find chapter 5. Nope.
I need to blow my nose.
Go get a tissue from the bathroom if you need it. Chapter 5, verse 1. Nope.
Can I be behind you?
No, go get a tissue for your nose too. Chapter 5, verse 1.
I need another tissue.
Chapter 5, verse 1. No, you fold it and use the other side.
Yes, but the other side has other fingers.
Don't put it on the table, please. Fold it like I asked. Fold it.
Where is it?
Like that.
There you go. And I'll see. Can you read the verse, the scripture that I asked you to find?
Okay, which one?
Chapter 5, verse 1.
In my nose.
Okay, good. Chapter 5, verse 1.
Can you help me?
Where's chapter 5? Okay, you're in the middle of chapter 5. You need to find the big 5. Like that. Don't go on me, Hope. Okay, verse 1. This is the first verse.
After there was a feast, feast until...
Can you read it normal? Because I can't understand you.
After there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
That's it? After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Keep reading a little bit. This is a man healed in the pool of
Siloam.
What does it say?
Galilee.
Bethsaida?
No, it says Galilee.
Oh. Okay, keep reading that a little bit.
Bye. You said the first verse.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah. Others. In Jerusalem by the sheep gate, a pool, which is called the Ravine of Vishula, has been people blind lame tailors waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water, and whoever sent him
found it.
After the strength of the water was made well, what evidence they had. All certain men were 38 years. When Jesus saw lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, being up another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked.
That's so good. Did you say an angel stirred up the water?
You're holding my
baby. That is, guys, did you get it? An angel stirred up the water at that pool, and then that pool could heal. Jesus used the pool to heal people, including this man. He had been sick for 38 years. That's almost how old I am.
The pool didn't heal it, though.
Well, God used the pool to heal him. Jesus did. Okay, what did you find?
I need to explain by those first.
Okay, can you tell us about it and then go? Because then...
It'll be easier for me to talk if I don't have my notes.
All right, go quickly. Stay here, Kate. I'm going to start passing this out because now you finally are all paying attention. Stop slamming. You're not gonna slam.
Oops. We'll play then, and we'll pretend he's trying to get this guy, and he tries to get him away. Hold on. Pause.
Stop screaming, you guys.
Pause.
Oh, well, you can have it. I just thought he's farther from you.
Oh, come on.
Don't eat over the Bible. Okay, tell us what you found, Micah.
Okay.
Tell us what you found, sweetie.
Mommy, I found a banana slug.
Okay, Mike is going to read to us something.